Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 3, we finished verses 13 through 16. Today, we will be starting with verses 17 and 18.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Holiness is a personal thing. You cannot therefore have standards for a local church. They are legalistic. We are not under the law. You know, some people actually believe that and do not know that Satan has them so very deceived. Hey, if we're not under the law, then why not start taking drugs? Now, what's wrong with drugs? I mean, we're not under the law. And I haven't found anything in the Bible that says not to take drugs. Now, it does tell us not to drink. And there's some other areas it tells us not to do. It tells us against adultery and so forth in the New Testament. But it doesn't really say anything against drugs, per se. So, wouldn't you just have to admit that and therefore say that, okay, I can smoke marijuana because it's legalistic to say something else? Oh, there's so many ways that we can go with this. A person comes out and starts really saying some words that he should not use. And he says, well, look, that's legalistic. Don't tell me I should not use those words. That's legalistic. You see, people that use those kind of phrases simply don't think. The devil has them deceived. And when your conscience is seared, you can't think well. Then you have those that say, well, all Bibles are the same. I have no idea what all the fuss is about. Well, my friend, the Bible teaches preservation. To say all Bibles preserve the Word of God is like saying there are many ways to heaven as long as you are sincere. Now, there's no difference. There's really no difference. If you think all the Bibles are the same, then you also should, to be consistent, if you're going to be consistent, say, well, then there are many ways to heaven. You see, that's also devilish. It speaks to the central fallen nature of man. It's born of men, not from above. Jesus said that heaven and earth would pass before even one jot or one tittle would pass from the word. In other words, not even a dot of the I or a cross of the T. Now look at James 3:16. He says, for where envy and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. Now, as we see more of the wisdom of the world that is earthly, sensual, and devilish, we will see that there will always be strife. We'll see that there will be this continuing envy. And when you find envy and strife, you'll find confusion. And so that's what he says here. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. The word confusion has the idea of tumult or commotion. It has also the idea of out of place. When families war with one another, when churches have splits and harsh words in their meetings, it is confusion. Because it will lead to someone who quits going to church altogether. In families, it leads to anger, mistrust, divorce, separation, and not talking to one another. And that is also true that wherever envy and strife are, there is an evil work. And when people want to put forth the earthly, the sensual, the devilish, they have this idea, well, look, you just got to forgive and just go on. No, there's no forgiveness without repentance. And because we don't expect repentance, there are many, many people that are at odds. And when the person doesn't forgive because the other one doesn't repent, we automatically say that person is bitter. And that is totally, totally, totally wrong. Now, Christian, please understand, where envy and strife are, there is evil work. He says every evil work. The word evil is defined as good for nothing, something from which nothing good can come, worthless, wicked, vile. That is the logical end of things when you harbor them in your heart. You'll devise vengeance. You'll gossip. You'll try to turn someone against your foe who presently favors them. That is, you'll sow discord. My friend, it's not a mark of wisdom from above to be known for a contentious spirit, for bitterness, and envy. And unfortunately, this also shows that you do not know how to regulate your relationship with God. You see, these things in the heart will block true intimacy with God. Your prayer life can be very regular. But if these things are in your heart, that regular prayer life will only be a ritual or a habit. But it will not be true intimacy with God. And you may be like those 400 of prophets in Micaiah's day who thought they had the leading of the Spirit because they were leaning on their feelings, because ritual and habit had taken over their life. Don't let that happen to you. Now, my friend, as we have been preaching on James chapter 3, verses 13 through 16, the way of confusion, you may have been listening and saying, wow, that is so right. And I know a lot of people like that. Or you may say, you know what, I'm even like that. Well, let me encourage you. Repent. Turn from it. If there are people you need to get right with, get right with. Even if they don't get right with you, make it right with God. If you're listening today and you're not sure that if you died that heaven's your home, friend, I want to tell you that I have some good news for you. The Bible tells us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that includes me, and it includes you. God is holy, and therefore God must punish sin. In other words, he has to be true to himself. If he wasn't, the whole world would be thrown off course. Romans 6:23 says, and the first half of that verse says, the wages of sin is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Sin must be paid for. And friend, the wages of sin is death. And that is grim news. But that's only part of Romans 6:23. The good news is found in the second half of the verse, which reads, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If a person dies and he goes to hell, he gets exactly what he deserves. Strict justice. And nothing more, but nothing less. But if a person goes to heaven, he doesn't get what he deserves. He gets what Jesus Christ deserves. Now, friend, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, come to this earth and shed his precious blood on the cross to pay for all your sins, to pay for all sin for all time. He was buried. During those 3 days that he was buried, his spirit descended into the depths of hell. 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. Therefore, he now has the keys of hell and death, Revelation 1:18 says. If you're going to try to make it to heaven any other way besides Jesus, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. You may think there are other ways to heaven, but Jesus says he's the only way. And so if you're going to make it some other way, realize what you have to do. When you die, you'll go to hell, and then you have to be able to resurrect from hell, re-enter your body, and make your body not only rise from the dead, but to be immortal, to live forever. If you can't do that, you need a Savior. And in receiving Christ, you've got to admit that you're a sinner that deserves to go to hell and that you can't save yourself, that you need a Savior. And Jesus is that Savior. That's why the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, my friend, let me tell you, life is serious. Death, sin, salvation, eternity, your soul, judgment, is serious. At stake is life itself, eternal life, your eternal life. Now, my friend, no one on his deathbed has ever said, I'm sorry I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and lived the Christian life. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, friend, you can do that right where you are, right now. You don't have to be in a church. And if you're not sure that if you died today that you'd go to heaven, but right now you're willing to give your life to Christ, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I admit I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I am willing to turn from sin by your help. And I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks that I'd like to send you that would tell you how to grow in this new Christian life. It will teach you on how to study the Bible to get more from it. It'll show you some things about doctrine. It'll show you some things about the local church, some things that you should do as a Christian and things you shouldn't do as a Christian. It'll show you how to witness to someone else. It'll show you the things that you ought to pray for. And I'll send you that booklet free. Just write and say, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me. I prayed with you listening to your broadcast. Or you may say, Brother Andy, I'm already saved, but I would like to have that booklet. I feel like I need it, or I feel like I'd like to use it to help some others. If so, just write and I'll send that to you absolutely free. Again, tell your pastor about us. Get him to listen in. Most radio stations, I'm not on during church time. But if I'm on during church time on a Wednesday night or a revival night of your local church, then, my friend, go to your church. You can always order a CD or copy of our messages. This message today we've just completed. It was titled The Way of Confusion, James chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. If you'd like a CD copy of this entire message without all the daily breaks in it, then write us, send a gift of $5, ask for James 3, verses 13 through 16, or The Way of Confusion, and we'll get that out to you as quickly as possible. And oh yes, be sure to let us know by which radio station you are listening. I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.